Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to the season finale of College Football Playoff Focus. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around in the world of college football. And on this edition of the program, the season finale, we recap this year's College Football Playoff National Championship game between the Michigan Wolverines and the Washington Huskies. Let's get started. Of course, we had two undefeated teams that were battling it out in this year's national championship game between the Wolverines and the Huskies. Michigan, number one. Washington, number two. And hey, the hype was real for this game, and Michigan got off to a good start in the first quarter with this score.
Second and 14. Donovan Edwards rotates in at the back. He's got the football. Bumps into traffic and escapes. Donovan Edwards! Racing to the end zone. Michigan flexing immediately. 41 yards.
All right, that audio was courtesy of ESPN and the Walt Disney Company. So you heard Chris Fowler on the call of that one. So running back for Michigan, Donovan Edwards scored a touchdown. The extra point was good, giving the Wolverines a 7-0 lead. The Huskies would respond with a field goal, cutting the lead 7-3. Meanwhile, late in the first quarter, Donovan Edwards, he would strike again with another touchdown.
Donovan Edwards, who scored the touchdown in the first possession, back in the game, and he's loose again! Edwards, off and running! Welcome back, Donovan Edwards, 46 yards!
All right, again, that audio courtesy of ESPN and the Walt Disney Company. That was Chris Fowler on the call. So Donovan Edwards scored his second touchdown in the national championship game. The extra point was good, increasing Michigan's lead 14-3. So we move along to the second quarter, and Michigan added three more points with another field goal. Just before halftime, the Huskies got on the board. Michael Penix connected with a touchdown pass. Here's the score.
Penix has time, watches, touchdown! Jaylen McMillan, there is a flag down. It's near the goal line. And they're pointing to Michigan's direct
holding. Defense, number two. After his decline, he's over the plays, the touchdown.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of ESPN and the Walt Disney Company. So that was Chris Fowler on the call. So Michael Penix Jr. threw a touchdown pass to Jaylen McMillan, giving Washington its first points of the contest. The extra point was good, and at halftime, Michigan would lead 17-10. And guess what? That was about all she wrote for the Huskies, because second half, it belonged to the Michigan Wolverines. So we pick up with action in the fourth quarter. And Blake Corum, what a season that he had for the Wolverines. We talk about Michigan and their physicality with the running game and also with their defense. And one of the guys that handled their business for the Wolverines, Blake Corum, he came through scoring a touchdown for the Wolverines.
This time it's Corum, steps back, breaks the tackle, touchdown Michigan!
All right, so again, that audio courtesy of ESPN and the Walt Disney Company, Chris Fowler on the call. So Corum gives them the touchdown. Extra point was good. Michigan increases their lead 24-10. So the Huskies, one last chance for redemption to stay in the game. Michael Penix Jr. and the Huskies offense, they had a tough go-round against Michigan's defense. They tried, but they didn't succeed in this go-around. And Michigan's defense, they came through in the clutch. They came through handling their business, doing what needed to be done, and they came up with an interception. Here's how it happened.
Penix looks the other direction down the seam. It's intercepted by Sandersill. Mikey Sandersill has a couple of blockers. A convoy. Michigan set up inside the 10, Mikey Sandersill, biggest play of this defense tonight.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of ESPN and the Walt Disney Company, Chris Fowler on the call. So Michael Penix Jr. had his pass intercepted by Michigan defensive back Mikey Sanders still, and that was huge because that interception return brought Michigan well into Washington territory at the one-yard line, and the exclamation point was put on by Blake Corum. Here's how the touchdown happened.
Corum behind Bredesen. He's got it. Michigan barrels in. And the maize and blue on the brink of ending a championship drought.
And indeed, the championship drought would end for Michigan. So Blake Corum goes into the end zone for the touchdown. The extra point is good. Again, that audio courtesy of ESPN and the Walt Disney Company. Chris Fowler was on the call on that one. And that sealed the deal for the 2024 National Championship game. That sealed the deal for the Michigan Wolverines, finishing the year undefeated, perfect 15-0 as the number one team in the country, would go on to beat the number two ranked team in the country, the Washington Huskies. Final score was Michigan 34. Washington 13. So here are the final statistics that we have right here. So for Michigan, J.J. McCarthy, solid game and an effective game, made plays when necessary. Michael Penix, we'll get to Michael in just a moment, but J.J. McCarthy completed only 10 out of 18 passes for 140 yards. But it was about the running game. Blake Corum, 21 carries for 134 yards and two touchdowns. Donovan Edwards, 6 carries for 104 yards and two touchdowns. On the receiving side, Colston Loveland, 3 catches, 64 yards. Roman Wilson, 3 catches, 54 yards. Cornelius Johnson, 3 catches, 25 yards. On the defensive side, of course, Mikey Sanristil, the leading tackler with 6 tackles, and he had that big interception late in the fourth quarter. Also coming up with a sack was Kenneth Grant, and also providing defense with an interception, Will Johnson. Meanwhile, on the losing end for the Huskies, Michael Penix Jr., he completed 27 out of 51 passes for 255 yards, a touchdown pass, and 2 interceptions. Riddled by injuries, Dylan Johnson only had 11 carries for 33 yards. On the receiving side, Romo Dunze, 5 catches for 87 yards. Jack Westover, 5 catches for 42 yards. And then we had Jalen Polk, 4 catches for 37 yards. And, of course, Jalen McMillan, 6 catches for 33 yards and a touchdown. So, again, the final score in the national championship game, the number one ranked team in the country, Michigan, beat the number two ranked team in the country, Washington, 34-10. So this is Michigan's first national championship since 1997. And they've come a long way. And, again, their head coach, Jim Harbaugh, I mean, he's a Michigan man and someone that's coached in the NFL. He's coached previously in college ball with Stanford, and somebody that has a track record is phenomenal. And who knows what's going to happen from here on out. The NFL could be calling him. There's a lot of head coaching positions available. Los Angeles Chargers, Washington Commanders, just to name a few, the Atlanta Falcons. We'll see how that happens. But, hey, Harbaugh, I think it's real this time. I think he will be returning to the NFL real soon. It's not going to be later, but rather sooner. But right now I know everybody in Ann Arbor is excited. They're loving this. They're celebrating this victory. And let's give big ups to the Washington Huskies, man. What a great year that Michael Penix Jr. had. Also, with Romo Dunze, Dylan Johnson, just to name a few. And big ups to head coach Kalen DeBoer. I know that the Huskies have definitely put Washington football back on the map, and certainly a lot more eyes and ears will be paid attention to the Pacific Northwest and Seattle, Washington, for the University of Washington. I don't know if Penix will be back next year, if he's going to declare for the draft, or Romo Dunze. We'll see what happens, but Kalen DeBoer, I know the recruits are going to be, the recruits are there for the Washington Huskies, so certainly they're going to be ready, and they're going to be ready to contend next year as we expand the college football playoff to 12 teams. Wow. It's hard to believe. Myself and a lot of others were talking about they needed to expand the college football playoff from four teams to maybe eight. Well, they're expanding now from four teams to 12 teams. So, hey, it should be fun and it should be interesting next year going forward. So, again, the final score in this year's college football playoff national championship game, the Michigan Wolverines 34, the Washington Huskies 13. And that's going to do it for the season finale of College Football Playoff Focus. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson. It's been a fun year, and look forward to talking to you again next season. And, again, this audio is courtesy of ESPN and the Walt Disney Company, and we'll leave you with some highlights from the national championship game. And on the call is Chris Fowler. And until next year, everybody, so long.
Second and 14. Donovan Edwards rotates in at the back. He's got the football. Bumps into traffic and escapes. Donovan Edwards racing to the end zone. Michigan flexing immediately. 41 yards. Donovan Edwards, who scored the touchdown in the first possession, back in the game. And he's loose again. Edwards off and running. Welcome back, Donovan Edwards. 46 yards. Penix has time, watches, touchdown! Jalen McMillan, there is a flag down. It's near the goal line. And they're pointing to Michigan's direction.
Holding defense, number two. That team is declined. He's over the plays for touchdown.
And this time, Quora steps back, breaks the tackle, touchdown Michigan! Penix looks the other direction down the seam. It's intercepted by Sandersill. Mikey Sandersill has a couple of blockers. A convoy. Michigan. Set up inside the 10. Mikey Sandersill. Biggest play of this defense tonight. Behind Bredesen. He's got it. Michigan barrels in the maize and blue on the brink of ending a championship drought.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership. Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership. Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo Taking Release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at golo.com. That's golo.com. Again, golo.com.